Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Been a rough week or so for Rory McIlroy. Let's go back to, he did an interview with the, I think it was the Irish Examiner, in which he tried to explain his beef with Joe LaCava. And it didn't seem so much that he had beef with Joe LaCava, is that he really doesn't like Patrick Cantlay, who is the player for whom Joe LaCava carries the bag. And they had some, I mean, honestly, not very nice things to say about Patrick Cantlay. Different world views, all of that. Then the next day, Rory resigns from the PGA Tour policy board. I mean, he has been essentially carrying the flag for the PGA Tour for the last 2 years. Then that TGL Golf League with Tiger Woods, the roof caved in on one of their stadium. Just fell. Jason Sobel, Action Network, is joining us here on the Adam Gold Show. Rory's had a rough week.
That's a lot going on, isn't it, Adam? I mean, that's like a year's worth of news stories all in about the span of 48 hours.
Yeah, and then he hit a drive, I guess, today that landed in a woman's lap.
And why not?
That's the good news for Rory. We'll get to the roof falling in, which might be kind of a symbol. I don't know.
Yeah.
But when you read about... first of all, I had no idea that he had beef with Patrick Cantlay. I'm not surprised. They don't seem like the same type of people, but I've never heard a player basically come out and say, yeah, we don't really have a relationship, and then later on there's a quote, he's a, and then he uses a phallic symbol. So that was a little bit surprising for me. What were your thoughts on that?
So, yeah, a little surprising. Rory is nothing if not open and honest, and he was extremely open and honest in this interview, as he always is. I have every reason to believe that this assessment of Patrick Cantlay was not born on, well, we played together once, and I just didn't get along with him that well. This was not started at the Ryder Cup, like, oh, no, that match at the Ryder Cup on Saturday, I like what he did, and I think he's a so-and-so. This had to have emanated from the two of them sitting on the policy board together in meetings. And for those who don't know, and I understand that a lot of people have no idea what I'm talking about when I say players sitting on a policy board. I mean, they're essentially sitting on the executive board of the PGA Tour, guys who are professional golfers who have essentially taken on another job, another role with the company in sitting in and they're sitting on board meetings, they are on Zoom calls, they're in emails together, and there's no doubt in my mind, Adam, that at some point, and I'm sure it was over time, that Rory formulated this idea based on the fact that I'm doing all I can to fight for the PGA Tour, fight for the membership, try to do what's best for everybody, and I feel like that guy over there who's sitting in the same meetings and who's supposed to be doing the same things may not feel the same way as me, and I don't like that.
Yeah. When Rory used we have different world views, that's to me, that said a lot. I understand that this can, like, first of all, professional golfers get paid to play. So I understand, even if the rumors are true, and I'm not saying they are or not, that Patrick Cantlay wants to be paid to play in the Ryder Cup. I understand it. It is one of the, if not the biggest event in golf, and huge amounts of money are generated through it. So I understand why a professional golfer would look at it and say, why don't I get paid? That's their job to play. I understand it. But it's obvious that Rory and Patrick look at the world very, very differently. I didn't know that they didn't like each other, because there's a lot of different opinions about everything. I mean, but anyway, that whole thing kind of threw me for a loop, because I had not heard Rory or any player really say that. Although I did hear Pat Perez in a podcast say all sorts of bad things about Phil Mickelson about 2 months before he jumped to LIV Golf. We'll get to LIV Golf in a second. Why do you think Rory left the policy board, though?
Okay, so I have three working theories, all of which I think are interconnected. The first part of this is that Rory was still pretty hurt, pretty stung by that June 6th announcement that the PGA Tour was going to play nice with the Public Investment Fund of Saudi Arabia. And, hey, let's actually work together after all this.
Zicam knows that when you live life to the fullest, you never want to let a cold slow you down. With Zicam's cold shortening products, you can actually shorten colds when taken at the first sign. And with the winter chill in the air, you need the number one cold shortening brand to help shorten a cold when taken at the first sign this season. Because you should never let a cold stop you from missing out on your favorite moments of the season. Find Zicam in your local cold and flu aisle.
My passion about ancestry comes from the fact that I was an only child who didn't have family. I see all my friends doing family outings and family this, and I would spend weekends just lost in ancestry. My first one that I found was Liz.
I was also an only child, and there were no big holiday gatherings where I got to know cousins or aunts. It's because of ancestry that we've kind of become bi-coastal besties.
The holidays are meant to be shared with family. Start today during our holiday sale at ancestry.com.
All this infighting over the last year and a half before that, all of a sudden, like, you know, I'm not just another player. I'm a member of the policy board. I'm a guy that's been, like you said earlier, waving the flag for the PGA Tour for the last couple of years. And all of a sudden now I'm like, I'm made to look like I'm an idiot because I defended the tour, and now we're going to go work with these guys. So I think there's still some hurtful feelings about that. I think the second part of this is that Rory McIlroy, and maybe this is more of a family decision, but between family and career, just decided, I'm spending way too much time worrying about all this other stuff and trying to make the world a better place for my fellow competitors and not making it a better place for me. The window is closing for 34-year-old Rory McIlroy, who's not won a major championship in next year. It'll be 10 years, a full decade. Mm-hmm. The window's closing to win that green jacket that he's never won. And I think Rory might have just said, I need to go out there and I just need to focus on golf. I need to do my job. My job is golf. My job is not sitting on the policy board. And the third part of this, Adam, a couple of months ago, Tiger Woods was named to the policy board. We all know that Rory McIlroy and Tiger Woods have a very close relationship. They're good friends. I don't know that this was orchestrated in any way where Rory says, hey, Tiger, if you get on the board, then I can leave. But I do think that at some point over the last few months, Rory may have looked and said, do we both need to be doing this? We feel the same way. I can have a voice in the room without being in the room, and I can get my point across to Tiger, and Tiger is sort of representing us, and I can just be a constituent. And I think Rory might have said, you know what? It's silly for us both to be here saying the exact same things.
I definitely agree with that last part, because Woods was added to the policy board, which kind of created an imbalance, so it kind of goes back to the way it was, because I think there's supposed to be fewer players than other board members or something like that. I'm not sure exactly what it is, but Woods was just added out of nowhere. He didn't replace anybody. They just put him on it, and now, effectively, he would be the replacement for Rory McIlroy. The other part of that is that Joe Lacava, who Rory had the problem with at the Ryder Cup. And Rory, by the way, has admitted that not his finest moment, that entire episode. I think he is embarrassed by it. And the quotes from the article in the Irish Examiner all say, yeah, that's basically on me. I was just, I did not handle that well at all, which I tend to agree. He was, but it was super entertaining. But now, like, if it helps Rory play well, then great. If it helps him win another major, great. Whether it's the Masters or not, he has to win another major. Otherwise, man, that's four in a really short period of time, and then nothing. It would be interesting to look back at his career, as great as he's been.
Adam,
if that's what it was.
Sorry to interject here. I didn't realize this stat. John Rahm brought this up the other day. I did not know it. But apparently, no player who is currently representing the PGA Tour Policy Board, who is serving on the board, has ever won a major championship. So that I thought that was very, very interesting. Kind of goes to show that these guys are spending a lot of their time and effort doing other things besides worrying about their golf game.
That's very true. And now we can definitively say that Woods will not catch Jack Nicklaus now that he's on the policy board. All right. Here's the real reason I wanted to talk to you, Jason Sobel from the Action Network at Jason Sobel, T-A-N. Free agency has hit LIV Golf. I had no idea there's free agency. I also had no idea there's a draft. Where are they drafting from? That's the first thing I need to know is where are they drafting from? I know there's relegation. If you finish, I think, the last four players, you get bounced. Chase Koepka, by the way, got relegated. I don't know if he's still eligible to come back, but he got relegated. But where are they drafting from?
I believe there's a qualifying tournament coming up very shortly. I should probably know more about this than I do. There's a qualifying tournament that's coming up, and they can draft off of that. I did see that Scott Vincent was re-signed to the Ironheads today, which I know. Huge. I know that news. Everyone knows that already. You guys have been doing updates at the top and bottom of every hour, I'm sure. And so everyone knows the news already, and that's nothing new. But I just wanted to get that out there for anyone who might have missed it. I know it sounds silly. It's like we didn't know who was on the cliques before, but now we're supposed to pay attention to who the cliques are drafting out of Q school. I don't know. It's kitschy. It's a little weird, but maybe 10 years from now, 20 years from now, we're like, can you remember a time before there was free agency in golf? They used to not even have teams. I'm just telling you, like, this is the direction things are going, and we're all sort of playing. We're playing catch up with this stuff. We're also playing a game of let's see, you know, whatever you can do, we can do as well. So I don't know. It doesn't really appeal that much to me. But look, if there are 21-year-old sort of casual golf fans out there who weren't really going to watch the RSM Classic, but all of a sudden they're like, dude, free agency and a draft, and this team's got this guy, and this team's got that guy, and it appeals to a different demographic, then maybe they're doing the right thing. What do I know?
I have a hard time thinking that the team concept is going to go that far. I am not closed-minded to new things in golf. I think that this TGL, made for television stadium golf event, if they can get the roof repaired, has a chance to be at least interesting on television. Too bad that John Rahm isn't going to be a part of it, and I don't know how this might delay the proceedings with literally the roof caving in on the stadium. But maybe that, because Tiger is involved, maybe that gets people in kind of into it. But I don't see that translating to actual golf. Change in golf moves really slow, doesn't it?
It does. I do think that this can transcend and translate to regular golf in the same way that I think people who have gone out and played Top Golf, and you go, I'm not really a golfer, but yeah, I'll go and have some drinks, eat some food, and hit some balls off the third deck, and all of a sudden, the next time you go back, there's a 2.5-hour wait, and you're like, there's like a real golf course down the street. You guys want to try that instead? There's no wait. And all of a sudden, you're a golfer. There you go. And I think that in those terms, you go, again, a different demographic. I've got a young kid, an 11-year-old, who watches other people play video games. Doesn't appeal to me, but it appeals to him. And he doesn't like golf. He won't watch a golf tournament. He may sit around it on a Monday night or a Tuesday night in February and watch these golfers sit in the simulator because it looks pretty cool. And after a while, you watch guys in the simulator, and you kind of start to know them, and you start to pay attention, and you go, I wonder what it's like to watch real golf, too. And all of a sudden, you become a golf fan, and there it is. And so I have been telling people for months now that, look, even if you are a diehard golf fan, and you're like, oh, this is not what I'm looking for, the TGL is not my kind of thing, my answer to that is, what, you got something better to do on Monday nights from 8 to 10 p.m. in February? No, you don't.
Oh, man.
Who are you kidding?
Big Monday.
Nothing better to do.
Big Monday.
No,
Duke Notre Dame, Jason. All right, final thing, and you can be as short on this as you want. How much do you think Brooks Koepka, as the captain of Smash FC, is contemplating who he should go and add to the team since a spot has opened up. How much do you think Koepka is really agonizing over this?
I believe that if he has another family member somewhere, they may be getting a call at some point very soon if indeed his brother will not be part of the team. Look, I don't know. I don't know any of the inner workings.
He doesn't care.
Bubba Watson should be the GM of the year.
That's right.
Because he signed Taylor Gooch. I'm like, brilliant. Man, I mean, we could have gotten a lot of different directions with that. Oh, by the way, the one thing I will say about TGL, and you mentioned the roof caving in, and they're not sure right now if they're going to be able to start on time. I have an idea, by the way, Adam.
That's it.
I'm just floating this out there. Instead of indoors, maybe they could go outdoors. Instead of a simulator, use a golf course. Instead of nighttime, they could play it during the day and just see what happens. Just see what happens if you try all those things.
That would be nice. But they do that normally in February.
That's my point. That's my point.
That's a good point, Jason. You're the best. I appreciate your time, man.
Thanks, dude. Appreciate it.
Jason Sobel, Action Network, also PGA Tour Radio on Sirius XM. I'm reading the story today. I'm like, what are you talking about? Free agency. It's like, it's hard to believe. Carlos Ortiz. Not that anybody out there listening knows who Carlos Ortiz is, but he's a halfway decent professional golfer. He opted out of his contract. What? Apparently Sergio Garcia, not a good captain. I'm out.
Yeah, done.
Oh, man, that's who Brooks Koepka should add.
Oh, that'd
add,
be perfect.
Oh, yeah, go out and snap up Carlos Ortiz. I don't know.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.